This is Moment of Hope, brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. With me today is co-host Margaret Barnett. Margaret, what's our focus for today?
Thank you, Nigel, and welcome to Moment of Hope. Good morning, listeners. Have you ever reached a place in your life where things you prayed for, worked hard for, even served faithfully in, were taken suddenly away? No explanation, no warning, just silence and loss. And in that quiet place, you found yourself asking a question you never thought you would ask. God, did I do something wrong? Today, we're talking to the ones who feel reduced, the ones who feel stripped, the ones who are quietly carrying shame for a season that was never meant to shame them. Today, we explore the truth that can set hearts free. You can be pruned without being punished. With us today is a remarkable woman, a devoted wife, a mother, a sister, an associate psychologist, Aldith Hazard, who has agreed graciously to share her powerful pruning journey. Aldith, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Margaret. It is my pleasure and honor to share this time with you and your listeners. Thank you so much.
Great. To begin, can you take us back to that season in your life? What was happening and how did you first experience it, your season of pruning?
Well, you know, Margaret, it's several seasons of pruning because it's not a one-time event. As we go through different seasons in our life, the Lord will choose to do whatever work he needs to do. But I, most recent would be my journey, in completing my studies. And yes, I would have felt like, yes, I know the content and so on. But as with any work that the Lord calls you for, he prepares you. And what I found was that I came face to face with the situations that I was learning about and interacting with my clients with. I had to also come to a place of dealing with those same situations in my memory, in my, you know, my lived experience. And so I recognize at that time that, whoa, before I can even be effective and pour out to others, the Lord has to do a work in me to get rid of the things that will not serve his purpose.
You know, you talk about doing a work in you. Tell us a little more. Did that work cause confusion, loss, change? How did that work manifest itself?
Well, yes, it did cause, that work caused confusion. It caused doubt. It caused an identity crisis. You know, feelings of being an imposter came about because now you question, how can I go and minister to others or counsel others when I myself struggle with some of these very thoughts or some of these experiences that have not been resolved. So yes, it brings about confusion. It brings about a questioning, almost an existential crisis, you know, if you want to say that, you know, because then you start to question purpose and destiny, promise and covenant. Are you sure that the Lord told you this is the way to go? You know, so all of those things happen in the season of pruning.
You know, I wonder to myself, Aldith, you just mentioned pruning, whether you called it pruning at the time. Did you understand it to be pruning?
No. At the time, in the moment, I was not thinking of pruning. I was thinking, Lord have mercy, what is this happening? I'm trying to do everything that I understand. I'm trying to do what I think is being obedient to you, but it doesn't seem as if anything is working out. And the harder I tried, it's the further away it seemed to be. The target that I'm going after is the further away it seemed to be. And so at that time, I was not thinking of pruning. I was just thinking of going from one thing to the next. It's later on, however, as I step back, that I recognize, okay, the Lord is doing something here. He's unearthing some things and stripping away.
What were some of those things that were being stripped away during that season? And how did that make you feel emotionally?
Well, one of the things that he was stripping away was the identity that I held on to, what I believed about myself. And of course, that identity would have been shaped from childhood and, you know, as a young adult and work experiences and so on, relationships and so on. That identity would have been formed. But the Lord was being deliberate about stripping away that identity. And, you know, as we mentioned, pruning, sometimes we think of pruning when we think of it in the context of the word as the Lord just coming and cutting and cutting and cutting and breaking away. And yes, that is part of the process, but the intent of any gardener, and we know that the Lord is a master gardener, the intent of the gardener in the pruning process is really for beautification. And, you know, as I reflected on this, Psalm 149 verse 4 comes to me, and it says, he beautifies, it says, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. It's not that he has done it. He will. It's a guarantee. It's his desire. So it changed my mindset when I recognized, oh, yes, this is painful. He's breaking off some things that I thought that I need and want to keep, but he has determined that it is not beneficial and it will not serve his purpose in the next season. So, therefore, I had to come to the place where I was becoming more aligned to what he is doing and allowing him to humble me, right? To humble me and for me to develop the fruit of meekness so that the process will now become a process of beautification.
Aye. Good. Thank you. That's such an important point. When roles are removed, it forces us to ask deeper questions. Was there a moment, big or small, when your understanding began to shift?
As I said, there are several of those moments. I will say that one of the moments for me, I had to come to a place where I recognized that my wisdom is insufficient. My understanding is insufficient. And that I had to depend on the Lord to be able to transfer the knowledge I was gaining and the understanding from my experiences, to transfer it in a way that it becomes practical and useful, because we can choose to do things, but they're not beneficial. You know, Paul said, I can do all things, but not all things are beneficial. And so I had to come to that place where I recognize that even though I may know or may know how to do it, I also have to depend on him as to when and the why. What is my motivation for doing the things, for playing the roles that I play? What was my motivation, and is it aligned to the word of God? Is it aligned to the purpose of God? And will it serve what he wants to accomplish in this season? So I think it's when I recognize that I am nothing without him, and I can do nothing in my own strength, that helped to shift my perspective from pruning being harsh and painful and punitive to one being a work of art that I have the opportunity to be a partaker of the process of that work of art becoming a masterpiece.
We're talking to Aldit Hazard, who is telling us our story of the journey from the Lord doing his work. That's what she said, doing his work to bring her into purpose. That's a powerful story, Aldit. Staying connected even when it hurts. If you're listening right now and you feel reduced, if it seems like God has taken more than he's given, if your season feels unfair or confusing, please hear this. You are not being punished. You are being prepared. Stay rooted. Aldit stayed rooted. Stay open and stay connected. The gardener knows exactly what he's doing. even when it hurts. Aldith, looking back now, what are some of the key lessons that pruning taught you about God, about yourself, and about faith?
Well, you know, one of the things that I learned in this season was this four-letter word, R-E-S-T, rest. Rest. And it came to me in different lessons, right? First, I had to rest from my own anxieties. I had to rest from my expectations. I had to rest from my ambitions. And then when I began learning how to rest from my own self-motivation and ambitions and desires and you know, the timelines that I've given myself, then I discovered another rest, that resting in God's timing, resting in his peace, resting in his faithfulness, resting in the fact that he's the covenant keeping God, and that his word says that it has the power within itself to accomplish that which he has sent it to accomplish. And so coming into that knowledge, I recognized that even on the days when I felt I was at my worst, when I felt I was my best failure, even on those days, the Lord did not throw me out in the bin. He said, okay, let us see what we can create and recreate and refashion and repurpose. And so coming out of that rest, I learned that God is able. And even if I'm not cooperating with him in the moment, he is so patient and he's so confident in what he knows my future is. He's so confident in the plans that he has for me that he will give me the grace and the time to catch up with him. And so that rest became one of expectation, but not in my own strength, expectation in the word of God that it will come to pass. If he has said it, it will come to pass.
That's wisdom. Wisdom born out of experience. People often ask, what came out of all of what you have just said? What fruit do you see in your life now that you know would not have been possible without that pruning season?
I would say gentleness. And then there is an offshoot of gentleness, compassion. So compassion is not listed as a fruit per se, but all of the things that Jesus did, all of the miracles that he worked, if you look through the Gospels, you would see the phrase, and Jesus had compassion. And then you would see the manifestation of the miracle. And that compassion came out of his heart, his gentle spirit. It says he will, a bruised reed, right? He will not break, and a smoldering candle wick he will not put out, right? So it's out of that meekness and that gentleness and understanding that you are a recipient of grace, the grace of God, right? The righteousness of God that stands for you and covers all of your mistakes and missteps and errors and, you know, and the things that war against the spirit. So that awareness of the grace that you've been given propels you now to have compassion and to extend that same grace and that same mercy to others. So I think that out of my experience, it has humbled me. And I now have a different perspective, and I can know, you know, in Matthew 7, it says, do not judge, because the same measure with which you judge is what you're going to be judged with. And sometimes we think it's the Lord who is judging us, but we are our worst judge, because we sometimes are so harsh on ourselves, right? That God don't even have to do anything after we have given ourselves the verdict. And the sentence, God, there's nothing left for God to do because we are already punishing ourselves. So I think for me, the gentleness, the meekness, those are some fruits that I developed in that season that has led to me being able to be more compassionate to others.
Okay, so Aldith developed compassion gentleness, and I know she's walking in God's purpose. Tell us about the purpose. A whole purpose was manifested during your season or after your season. Talk to me.
Okay, so, you know, sometimes there are things that you do, not recognizing that it's the gifting of God that he has placed, what he has deposited in you, and you do it naturally, or you do it without thinking about it. It's a subconscious thing that you do, right? And one of the things that I knew I would always do, I would always encourage persons, you know, and I'd be able to talk them through their situations, right? But I never saw it as purpose. And it was just a thing that I did, right? But having gone through my experience and being the recipient of so many persons literally holding on to me and saying, I'm not letting you go. I will not allow you to slip through the cracks. I will not allow you to stay in the pit that you have found as your now safe space. You know, like you know, the Lord pursued Elijah when he went into that cave, and the Lord said, what are you doing in here? And so I came to recognize that this thing that I would do without thinking about it, it ignited a passion in me now that I need to pay it forward. I cannot afford to allow anybody to fall away by the side of the road. I need to be, you know, encouraging. And it's so much more purposeful now. It's not just, oh, I talk to somebody and, you know, they feel a little down and I'm encouraging. No, I feel like it's a task. It's an assignment to go and say to persons, listen, there is another way. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is hope. You can trust in the Lord. He is your light. He's your salvation. He's your way maker. He will make a way when all you're seeing is Jericho wall. He will make a way when all you're seeing is a Red Sea, right? He will make a way when you think you can't cross it. You can't climb out of it, you know? Yes. So that is me getting into purpose and discovering purpose.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. There are persons listening right now, Aldith, who feel reduced, unseen, or misunderstood. What would you want to say directly to someone who is still in the middle of their pruning season?
Okay, thank you. What I would want to say to that person, that listener, that man, that woman, that teenager, that child, is that when you find your identity in the Word of God, everything else falls into place. The challenge we have is that we have assumed identities out of our lived experiences, out of what others have said. But when we find our identity in the Word of God and we choose to use our tongue as the pen of the ready writer to speak back into our atmosphere what the Lord has already said about us, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that he knew us from we were in the secret place of our mother's womb, that he knows the plans he has for us to prosper us and to give us an expected end. When we come into alignment with our God-given identity and pursue it daily and keep it always before us, then we will find that there's a shift that takes place in our life, and we will walk into purpose, and we will not give up.
Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you to pray for those persons who are listening now, who are unsure, who feel as if God is somewhere where they can't find him. Pray for them.
Okay. Father God, I just want to thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share, mighty God, my experience of pruning with your people. Even now, almighty God, I thank you that you are a faithful God, and that even as persons listen to this message today, and for the persons who will access this message in the future, Lord, I pray, mighty God, that your peace will come over their mind, mighty God, settling every anxiety, every doubt, every fear, almighty God. I pray, Lord, that you will visit each person, Lord, and that revelation will come by your spirit, almighty God. I pray, God, that they will have a new hunger and a desire to pursue you, to pursue the identity that you gave them, mighty God, what you have already written for them in the volume of the book, Almighty God, I pray that they will come into that revelation and that knowledge of who you are. Have created them to be, mighty God. I pray that your word will be comforting to them, that your word indeed will be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that they will have the strength and the courage, mighty God, to stay the course as you prune them, mighty God, knowing it is not for evil, mighty God, but it is for their beautification. So, mighty God, that they will bring you glory in everything that they do, mighty God. So, Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor, Lord. And we say, let your praises be in our mouth continually every day as we look to you, our rock and our salvation. We pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much, Aldith. As we come to the end of today's program, I want you to hold on to this truth. What God allowed to be removed was never meant to destroy you. Pruning is not proof of God's displeasure. It is proof of his care. If this season has made you feel smaller, less visible, or unsure of yourself, please hear this clearly. You have not lost your value. You have not lost your calling. And you have certainly not lost God. The same hands that cut back are the hands that protect the root. So, if you are in a season where things feel reduced, trust that God is strengthening what cannot be seen. Stay rooted, stay open, stay gentle with yourself. This is not the end of your story. It is preparation for what's next. Amen.
If you are in need of prayer, counseling, or further information, please call the Missionary Church Association's head office, or you can WhatsApp them at 876-791-0527. A reminder that regardless of what you encounter in life, there is hope, and there is power in prayer. Hebrews 11 verse 6 reminds us that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. And so we encourage you to pray by yourself or join with a family member or a friend. And let us pray, being mindful that God answers prayers. Do join us next week